Praise be Jesus and Mary. The first reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, he says, "Neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who causes growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each will receive wages in proportion to his labor." So this is actually good news for all of us. All of us are laboring for the Lord and for Our Lady in some way. And St. Paul tells us that the fruits do not depend on us, but that depends on God, that we're simply supposed to do our part in laboring, and then we entrust the growth to God. And he says, each will receive wages in proportion to his labor. Now, this is from Cornelius Elapides' commentary. He says, each one, and I'm going to adjust it a little bit so it's applicable to all of us, because he comments on it specifically toward preachers, because St. Paul is referring to the preaching of himself and Apollos. But again, because we're all laboring for our Lord and for Our Lady in some way or another, it can be applied to all of us. So each one shall receive a reward according... Note that he does not say that each one shall receive a reward according to the fruit that he has brought forth, but rather according to his labor. For the fruit is not in our power, but in the hand of God that giveth the increase. You will receive, therefore, a full reward for all genuine labor, even though no fruit follow from it. Rather, the reward will be greater if no fruit follows, because it is more difficult and more disheartening to perform that labor when no fruit is found. You see how the reward or the merit from our labor is linked to the difficulties that we encounter. And this is because, really, strictly speaking, the reward, the merit, is in proportion to our love, our charity. And so here we see how difficulties play a part in the degree of our love and our charity in laboring for our Lord and for Our Lady. Now, those difficulties, crosses that we encounter, require greater effort, a greater act of the will, a more intense act of love or charity, which causes us to grow in love and charity. And for this reason, all of the saints loved the cross. And many of the saints, I'm thinking of St. Teresa of Avila, St. John of the Cross, St. Louis de Montfort, prayed for more crosses, more difficulties, not for the in and of itself, but for the sake of more love. St. Maximilian talks about the crosses as being our opportunities to demonstrate our love concretely. So this should be encouragement to all of us, consolation that the fruit doesn't depend on us, and encouragement, inspiration to embrace and overcome all difficulties. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.